Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerusham Yerevin daf Dalet. We are starting about five lines in with the words Rav Shmuel and Vilnsurus daf. It's on Dalet Amud Aleph as well. A few lines into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lenishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Biakam Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing a Mavi Akam or Mafulash. A Mavi shaped like a resh. It's open on both ends. Rabbi Yechon considers it a regular Mavi Mafulash and therefore requires a Lechi or Kaira on one opening and it's Surus HaPesach by the other one in order for carrying to be permitted here. It also requires everyone sharing this R shaped Mavi to make a sheet of Mavi's together because it's considered like one mavoi, whereas Rish Lakish argues that it's two separate mavois, therefore each one only requires a lechi or a kaira, and we conclude with a little bit of a difficulty in how to understand Rish Lakish. However, now the Gemara continues, Rav and Shmuel, they argue about this, Rav Krabi Yechanon, Shmuel Krabi Rish Lakish, Rav holds a Krabi Yechanon, and Shmuel is a Rish Lakish. Now we have a story about this, Rabbi Yechanon Rish Lakish, Havan Sharyon Bishkaka de Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav and Rabbi Yechanon once spent Shabbos in the street or the alleyway of Rabbi Yitzchak, and it was just like this, it was a resh shaped mavoi, Rish Lakish Tiltuk Daite, Rish Lakish, he carried here, Lashitasai, all that was required was a lechi or a kaira, and that's what it had, whereas Rabbi Yechanon loy asar v'loy tiltel. Rabbi Yechanon, he didn't asar everybody else from carrying here, but he didn't carry himself because it didn't have its Surah HaPesach. And he explained himself on Rabbi Yechanon. He said, "Hinichol b'nei mavi shu shaygin v'ayim ezidin." Leave the people who live in the mavi is better than their shaygig and they carry here be'isser without knowing that it's asar, as opposed to being mezid. If I tell them you're not allowed to carry here, they're not going to listen to me anyway, and so it's better that they're shaygig and not mezid. And the question is, ma tiltel loy tiltel? Did Rabbi Yechanon carry here or did he not carry here? In Tamer tiltel, if you want to say that he actually did carry in this mavoi mechalva shitas Rabbi Yechanon, that means we have a steer in shitas Rabbi Yechanon. We just said before that Rabbi Yechanon holds this mavoi requires a tzuras haPesach on one end, and it didn't have that. And so if he would be carrying here, that's a steer in his own shita. And in Tamer loy tiltel, if you want to say that he did not carry here, so you also lebnei mavoi, he should have asked it for the people in the mavoi, and he should have told them very clearly, look chevra, you're not allowed to carry here because it doesn't have a tzuras haPesach on one of the ends. So we have two different answers to this. Number one is Rabbi Yechanon bitel rishusai. Rabbi Yechanon was mevatel his rishus. This is something a person who shares a chatzer or mavoi with others is allowed to do. If he doesn't want to or is not able for whatever reason to join their shituf or their erev chatzeros, he can mevatel rishus to them and say, look, this is considered your rishus, so you can use it for whatever you want, and then their shituf works, and that's what Rabbi Yechanon did over here. He was mevatel his rishus to them, therefore they were allowed to carry, but he wasn't. Now here's our second understanding. Amar Vacha, he tells us that chaf Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanon betiltel, Rish Lakish forced Rabbi Yechanon to carry, and this basically means that they had a whole halacha conversation about it, and every time Rabbi Yechanon tried to prove his side, Rish Lakish ended up bringing him a counterproof of why he was really right, and therefore at the end of the day, Rabbi Yechanon had to agree to Rish Lakish, and that's why he carried, but not because he was mevatel rishos. And Amar Rav Matanya suggests v'yos, this is the correct understanding of what happened, that Rabbi Yechanon ended up agreeing to Rish Lakish, and that's because he doesn't hold this whole concept of a person being mevatel their rishos to the rest of the people in the chatzer mavoi. Why is this? So this actually has to do with a story later on in the Masechta, where there was a chatzer that was shared by a tzeduki, and tzedukim don't believe in derabbanans, and therefore he doesn't care this whole business of shituf, and we know that when one person doesn't join in a shituf, no one's allowed to carry. So that obviously is a problem having a tzeduki in your mavoi. Now he was an okay enough guy that even though he wasn't going to join in their shituf, he was mevatel his rishus to them. And he said, no problem guys, I'm mevatel my rishus to you and you guys could use the mavoi on Shabbos. I'm not going to use it. Now Rabbi Gamliel told everyone, okay, quick, take your kalim out and use the mavoi before something goes wrong. Now there's a machlokes what Rabbi Gamliel meant. So according to Rav Meir, Rabbi Gamliel was telling them, quickly use the mavoi before Shabbos, before he's chayzer, he retracts his bittul of his rishus, and then once you guys use it, it's too late. He's not able to be chazer, he can't take it back, and then you'd be allowed to use it the whole Shabbos, no problem. Now the Rabbanon, whom Rabbi Yechanon agrees to, they hold that Rabbi Gamliel was telling them that this tzeduki being mevatel his rishus to everyone is nothing, it's not valid at all, and therefore he was saying, quickly do whatever you can in the mavoi before Shabbos, because once Shabbos comes, you're not allowed to use the mavoi at all. And so now we further explain this, my time is Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reasoning? That he says that we could rely on this bittul rishus of the tzeduki, and that's because asu oisik is shaygig etzel mezid, we treat him as a shaygig even if he's a mezid. This is another din that has to do with bittul rishus. So let's say a person who lives in a mavoi is mevatel the rishus to everyone else, and then he decides on Shabbos, you know what, forget about this, I don't want to be mevatel my rishus, I want to use the mavoi, and he goes out and he starts using the mavoi, and again, he didn't join in the shita. So it actually is a valid chazara, he's able to be mevatel his bittul rishus, and that means that no one is allowed to use the mavoi, because there isn't a proper shita. And that's only if he used the mavoi b'mezid. If he used it b'shaygig, so that doesn't nullify his bittul rishus, and everyone's still allowed to continue using it. Now the tzeduki poses a problem because he doesn't care about this whole business of shituf. Therefore, he might nullify his bittul rishus, and that would cause an issue for everyone who wants to be able to use the mavoi. They're not going to be allowed to do so, and that's why Rav Meir explains that no, we treat him as a shaygig etzel mezid. In other words, even if he's a mezid and he decides on Shabbos, you know what, forget about it, I'm not being mevatel my rishus, I'm using it, and he actually uses the mavoi, we still treat it as if he only used it b'shaygig. Therefore, his bittul rishus is still valid, and everyone's allowed to continue using it. Am I Tim and Rabbanon? What's the reason, Rabbanon? That's Mekimish Chashudin Hain L'Taltal K'mezidin Hain. opinion, since it's suspected they're going to carry here, as we said, Tzedukim don't care about this whole business of Shituf, so it's like he's a Mezid, and therefore, even if he carries here B'Shoigeg, that would nullify his Bittul Rishos, and therefore we don't consider his Bittul Rishos like anything in the first place. And just to recap, the bottom line of this whole thing is Rav Matanya is telling us the reason why it must be that Rabbi Yochanan was convinced by Rish Lakish that he's allowed to use this R-shaped Mavoi is because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this whole concept of Bittul Rishos. So Amr Leh, they asked him, in Kenny, if that's really so, Yasa Sonin Shal Rabbi Yochanan Kitzduki Eitzel B'nei HaMavoi V'yosar L'B'nei HaMavoi. Then that means that the enemy of Rabbi Yochanan, which is really a euphemism for Rabbi Yochanan himself, Rabbi Yochanan is like a Tzeduki to the people of the Mavoi, and he should ask the people of the Mavoi. If you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that he can't be Mevatel his own Rishos, and he also holds that you can't make a Shituf in this situation because there isn't a proper Tikkun at the entranceway of the Mavoi, there isn't a Tzuras HaPesach, so then he should aser everyone from the Mavoi from carrying here, just like a Tzeduki. And the answer to this is that no, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabon, Tzeduki Chash L'Taltel, V'koy Ma'yis L'cha, a Tzeduki, he suspected that he's going to carry in the Mavoi because he doesn't care about the whole business of Shituf, and he'll carry here anyway. But are you going to say that with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have that issue. He's not going to Dafka carry here, ruining everyone else's Shituf. He just won't carry, and therefore everyone else's Shituf is valid in this situation. Moving on to Dano and Beis on top, continue to discuss this. What's a practical difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? The answer is, let's say we have a Mavoi which is not R-shaped, but it's made like a Chi, which is basically like the letter Ches. It's a Ches-shaped Mavoi. We have a picture over here in the Karbon Eda. We have our two legs, and then we have the top of the Ches. This would be a practical difference, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, that one entrance to the Mavoi has a Lechi or Kaira, the other entrance to the Mavoi has a proper Tzuras HaPesach, and that's because it's all considered one Mavoi, even though it's Ches-shaped, it's still considered one Mavoi, just like the Resh-shaped Mavoi is, and that's all that needs to be done. As long as all the residents of the Mavoi make a Shituf together, they're allowed to carry here, no problem. Whereas Shlakish argues that no, afilu kama kairis ain't a matir noisai, even a whole bunch of kairis is not going to be matir it. That's because even though the two legs of the Ches are their own individual Mavois, they could be each fixed up with a Lechi or Kaira, according to Shlakish, the top of the Ches is considered a third Mavoi, which is not able to be fixed with a Lechi or Kaira, and since that top Mavoi, the top of this Ches, needs to use the other Mavois in order to be able to get in and out to the Rosh Hasharabim, that third Mavoi, this top of the Ches, causes a problem, according to Shlakish. And then we want to more cases. Rabbi Yirmiya says, B'shem Rav, Mavoi Shenifrats Mikinegdoi, a Mavoi which is broken open, Mikinegdoi, which means that we have a Mavoi She'enoi Mefolosh. You walk into the Mavoi through its one entrance, and if you would go all the way till the end, you would hit a wall. But the issue is that that wall opposite the entrance is now Paritz. It's broken open and got breached, and there's actually a viewer, a little bit of an entrance into that Rosh Hasharabim behind the Mavoi. Now, does this make this a Mavoi Mefolosh, which would require a proper Tzuras HaPesach on the other end? And the answer is, Arba. If it's four tefachim wide, if that breach on the other end was four tefachim wide, so then it needs to have a proper Tzuras HaPesach in order to matter carrying inside the Mavoi. If not, if it was less than four tefachim, then it doesn't require anything. However, min hatzad, if the breach is on the side wall, yaiser me'eser, it only causes a problem if it's wider than 10 amos. Basically, you walk into the Mavoi, and the side wall, which let's say flanks Rosh Hasharabim as well, that has a breach in it, 10 amos wide, then it would need to be fixed up. But if it's less than 10 amos wide, it's just considered a hole in the wall of the side of the Mavoi, and nothing needs to be done, because the entranceway to the Mavoi already has a proper Kaira, or is fixed up in whichever way it's supposed to be, and therefore this breach in the side wall is no problem. However, now it seems we have a stira in what Rav said. This was just Rav Yirmiya B'Shem Rav, but now Chevraya say B'Shem Rav, Loi Shanyu, there's actually no difference. Bein Shekenegdai, Bein Minatzad, Arba, where the hole is at the other end of the Mavoi, or it's on the side, it's all totally whether it's four tefachim. Now, Vabai Meimar, they want to say there's actually no machlokes. Mandamar Minatzad, Yosime Eser, the one who had said that if the breach on the side is more than 10, that poses a problem, he's telling us that Ha Eser, if the breach is exactly 10, Mutter, it's not a problem you could carry here without having to fix anything up. B'Shiyasham Reichav Arba, that's as long as there's four tefachim of width of wall still remaining. In other words, you walk into the Mavoi and you turn to look at the wall on your right, and there's a big breach over there, which is 10 amos wide. As long as there's four tefachim of wall from the end of the breach to the beginning of the Mavi wall, that's totally fine because it's just viewed as a breach in the wall and not a totally separate Pesach. And Man Demar, Bein Mikenegda, Bein Minatzad, Arba, and according to the second member of B'Shem Rav, then it doesn't make a difference where the breach is, and even if it's in the side wall, if it's four tefachim, that's a problem. That means B'She'en Shem Rechav Arba. If there isn't four tefachim width of wall left standing, that means right when you walk into the Mavi, you turn towards your right, and you see this breach over there, and there isn't even four tefachim of wall from the end of the breach till the beginning of the Mavoi, that's a problem. You need a proper tikkun, such as a Kaira. Why is that? And the answer is because, as we've seen before, the number four tefachim is considered a makam chashuv. Therefore, when a person walks into the Mavoi, if there's still four tefachim of wall remaining, then we treat the main entrance of the Mavoi as a main entrance, and since it has a Kaira, for example, fixing it up, that's a proper tikkun for the Mavoi. We look at the breach on the side wall as just a little bit of a breach, but not as its own separate entrance. However, he walks into the mavo, he turns towards the right, and sees that there isn't even four tfachim of wall remaining. There's no part of the wall remaining that's considered chashuv, and that means that this breach on the side is actually going to be treated as its own separate entrance. Someone coming into the mavoi at a little bit of an angle is going to take a look. He's going to say, okay, a little bit to my left, I have the regular entrance of the mavoi that I always use, but a little bit to my right, less than four tfachim away, is another entrance. It's a breach in the wall. Maybe it's not so nice. Maybe it's not fixed up, but it's still basically an entrance, and they're more or less right next to each other. They're just a little bit off at a corner, and therefore, people might end up coming in from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim directly into the new broken open entrance and not into the old one. Therefore, this new broken open entrance needs to have a proper tikkun, like a lechi or a kaira, in order to be able to carry in this mavoi, because again, it's considered like its own separate entrance. Now, we're asked, hold on 1 second. Loikin Savrona Mema Rav Krabi Yechanon. Didn't we just say before that Rav holds a Krabi Yechanon? And just like when we had our resh shaped mavoi, where we basically have the bottom part and top of the part of the mavoi connecting to each other, and Rabbi Yechanon had said that one of these entrances requires a proper tzurisa pesach, and we're understanding right now that that's because one mavoi is parutz, it's open into the other mavoi, and so it should be the same thing over here, that when he walks into his mavoi and he turns to the right and he sees that there's this big breach in the wall, even if there still is four tfachim of wall remaining, that shouldn't make a difference. It should be just like this race shaped mavoi, and one of these entrances should require tzurisa pesach. Again, that's because Rav goes like Rabbi Yechanon, and it seems to be that's what Rabbi Yechanon holds. However, the Gemara answers that no, Rabbi Yisrael Bon, kidei lasus kol rishos ka'achas. The shittas Rabbi Yechanon is not because it's like a pirtza. The one part of the resh shaped mavoi is parutz, is open into this other part of the mavoi or into this new mavoi, and therefore one of the entrances requires a tzurisa pesach. That we can copy paste that to our case over here. According to Rabbi Yechanon, as we had explained in the beginning, this resh shaped mavoi is considered like one big mavoi. It's not like two that are connected to each other. It's one big funny shaped mavoi, and since it's open on both ends, it's a regular mavoi mefolish, requiring one of those entrances to have a tzurisa pesach. But over here with this guy who has a breach in the side wall of his mavoi, it doesn't require tzurisa pesach because it's not being connected to any other mavoi. That's not like an R-shaped mavoi, because again, if we still have four tfachim of wall space up until that breach, it's not considered like a separate entrance, and therefore it doesn't require any sort of tikkun. But now we continue discussing this case just with a totally opposite shita. Mavoi shenifretz mitzidai, we have a mavoi that has a breach on the side wall, klapi roishai, towards the beginning, meaning it's right by the beginning of the mavoi. Like in our example, the guy walks into the mavoi, he turns towards the right, he sees a breach in the wall right over there. The Rabban de Kisarin say, the Ruchia quotes Rabbi Yisa that im yesham amar arba, if there's a pillar of four tfachim wide, which means that there's still four tfachim of wall space remaining, tsarich kaira. This breach actually does need a kaira. V'im loy, loy tsarich. But if there isn't four tfachim of wall space remaining, so then it doesn't need a kaira, which is literally the exact opposite of what we were just learning. And that's because according to this, when there's four tfachim of wall space remaining, it's considered like two totally separate entrances requiring this new one to have a kaira on it. But when there isn't four tfachim of wall space remaining, we just view it as two entrances into the same mavoi, which we've spoken about previously, only requires one kaira, the other one doesn't need a kaira at all. The Rebbe continues asking though, ma beino le mavoi shesh l'shnei psachim? Still, what's the difference between this case and mavoi that has two entrances? We had just said that if the breach in the side wall still left four tfachim of wall remaining, so it's like a totally separate entrance and it needs its own kaira. But why is that any different than the discussion in the previous daf, that when you walk into a mavoi that has two entranceways, only one of them requires the kaira and the other one doesn't? Ilu mavoi shesh l'shnei psachim, shem einu noisen kaira al echad mehen umater? Do you want to suggest that when there's two regular entrances into a mavoi in the same direction, that you can't just put one mavoi across one of the entrances and mater the other one? That's not true. As we had said in the previous daf, you are allowed to. And the answer to this is a helmet off on the top. When we have a mavoi that has two regular entranceways, it's not the norm for a person to go into one entranceway and go out the other one, and therefore kaira on one maters the other because there's a clear heker and we have a proper kaira. From Hachai over here, when one of the entrances is in the side wall, it is normal for a guy to go into the regular entrance but then leave through the breach in the wall, and if there's no kaira there, then we have a problem and there's no distinction between the mavoi and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Therefore, when this other entrance is in the side wall, it needs to have its own kaira as well. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.